The city's about ready to get into another catfight, and the county's going to get dragged into it as well. For the past 2 years, a joint city and county task force has been working on proposed revisions to the animal control codes. The task force recommendations include a proposal to return stray cats to the area where they were picked up. Assistant City Manager David Dollahan explained at a recent City Council work session that cats would be brought into the shelter and checked to see if there's a microchip. If there is no microchip and no way to determine an owner, the cat would be vaccinated, sterilized, microchipped, and ear-tipped, and then returned back into the neighborhood, but not near schools or daycare centers. They would then be classified as community cats, which are often fed by the community but have no owner and always stay outside. Records would be kept for each cat, and nuisance cats repeatedly brought into the shelter would be euthanized. Supporters point to a trap, neuter, and release program at NMSU that has worked to dramatically reduce the number of feral cats on campus. But the proposal received a chilly reception from at least two commissioners, Gabrielle Vasquez and Gil Sorg. Vasquez complained that domestic cats aren't native to the area. In fact, I've heard that some come from as far away as Persia. Before going any further, I should admit that this is one of those issues where I've got a duck in the race, which seems like a more appealing metaphor than dog in the fight. My third cat, Bonnie, would be a candidate for a community cat if she hadn't have been so darn scrappy. I didn't want three cats. I still think two's the right number. But each morning and evening when I fed my two cats, she would hide in the space between the dryer and the wall, then dash in through the kitchen door and take on cats three times her size. She was hungry and they weren't, so they backed down. She was so fearless and persistent, I had to keep her. And of course, I took her to the vet and got her spayed. But the fact that she was able to get into my garage through the hole that my other two cats used to get in and out puts both them and me on the wrong side of the law. I've heard all the arguments against letting cats go outside. I understand that indoor cats will live longer lives and will be less susceptible to disease and injury, but the same thing could be said for a caged tiger, or a person who never leaves the basement. Longer lives don't mean better lives. I've had both indoor and outdoor cats, and I have no doubt that outdoor cats are happier and less neurotic. Indoor cats spend all day staring out the window at prey that every instinct in their body tells them to pounce at, but they know they can't. That's got to mess with your head. The issue, of course, is the neighbors, and that's a tough one. Living closely among neighbors means dealing with everything that goes with it, including dogs that make too much noise and cats that get out of the yard. There are reasonable limits, of course, to both of those things. We've just got to be considerate and respectful and find ways to work things out among neighbors. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel. And struggle through that.